Vayter in Oraisa, we're in Yevamos of Dalet and Mabiz. Speaking up on Dalet and Alpha on the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom. Over Mishnah Torah, we're in the middle of a discussion. That is, Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan smichos. That if you have one pasuk right next to the other, you darshan one from the other. He doesn't do that, except for in Sefer Devarim. Now the question is why? Over Mishnah Torah, my time of the darsh. Why does he darshan in Devarim but not by the other ones? Iba Yisaim, well, at least in Devarim, why does he? Iba Yisaim mishum demuchach, v'iba Yisaim mishum demufni. Either the reason is because it's muchach, and that is the psukim right next to each other. It's obvious that they want to teach you something. Rashi says muchach lemidrashinu adadi some chinu. It's posh, the fact that it's right next to each other. It's a weird type of connection. Therefore, it's teaching us something to dash one from the other. Or the other reason is because of you could see by yisema that it's mishum demufni. It's an extra pasuk here. It's something which is superfluous, it's extraneous, it doesn't make sense to be there, therefore it's coming to teach you to learn something from it. Now, you made it, the obvious question of it should be, okay, so then why don't we say the same thing in Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, Bamidbar? And on that, the Rishonim explain the reason is because by the other ones, we know there's Ein Muktam U'Mu'ucha B'Torah, there's no order in the Torah, so there's no order in the Torah, and you can't necessarily do a smichas and tadashin from it. All right, that's what he holds. But when it comes to Mishnah Torah, there is a Muktam Ulcher. It does go in order, and therefore you can go and you can learn from it. And so if it's in a particular order, which is unusual, you can darshan smichos. Whatever the Rabbanim who said that you do, everyone else that says that you do darshan brishis most regular as well. He said they say even as a Muktam Ulcher Torah, still you go in and you can darshan it. Fine. We go back to our discussion over here. Mishnah Torah, my time in the darish, you by saying mishum demuchach, because it's something which is unusual, or it's something which doesn't belong to be there at all. Okay, so now we start off to give the example, the first one. If you want to say, the first answer you say why we dash in smichas is because of the fact that it's poshet that these psukim are there for that particular reason. And I'll explain to you how so. And this is coming off what we said yesterday. Or on Dalet Amud Aleph. Dalet Amud Aleph, which is we're still on, but on Dalet Amud Aleph, we said that the pasuk says, Lo yikach ishes aviv, lo yigal kenaf aviv. A man is not allowed to be megal kenaf aviv, and that is, he's not allowed to be with his father's, with someone with his father was with, even though they weren't married, someone that he violated or that he seduced. You're not allowed to be based off lo yigala kenaf aviv. Now, how do you know that's talking about an anusa? The answer is the smichas aparshios, because first it was talking about 50 shekel you have to pay if someone is ma'aneh someone, do you pay that to the father? And then it says lo yigala kenaf aviv, therefore clearly that's what it's talking about. Even the chachamim argue and they say, no, that's coming to teach you something else. That's talking about a shemeris yavim that's going to the father to teach you. You're going to be over two lavin if you're with it, one for your father's brother's wife, and one for your father's yavama. So now he says, if it's true, if the chachamim are correct, is saying that this statement, lo yigale, is just coming to tell you an extra lav against marrying a woman who's doing yibum by his father, then lichtafei rachmana gabi arayas. Then this should have been written by arayas. When everything comes up in Vayikra, I believe it's Parshas Acharimos, when they're going through all the different inyanim over there, let it be put over there. But now it's not there, and it's in Devarim, it's obviously put there in order to go into darshan something. Says Rashi, Lichta Rechmana, Lahi lo yigale kenaf aviv, lagabe arayos, I litfuye lave gabe eishes av ka'asiv. It's coming to show you extra things, extra yisurim of eishes av. The fact that it doesn't do that must mean because it's coming to teach you smichas parshus, to tell you that it's talking about a anusa. It's talking about anusa. It's its own shtickle toira over here. The Yibayi Seima Mishon Damufni, or you could say that the reason is because this is extra, and once it's extra and it's just sitting there for nothing, we go and we expound on it. Dimkein. If the Chachamim were actually correct, that they say it means that you're over too lavin for taking your father's wife, then lichtav rechmana lo yikach ishes eishes aviv. The Torah could just write, a man shall not marry the wife of his father, and lo yigal kenaf aviv lamali. What do I need to even mention this pasuk at all? You don't need it. It's extra. Beep. Turn the page. Shmamina leafnuye. So comes the, we see that it's available. It's open. It's extra. It can be expounded. Rabbi Yehuda is learning out from the smichos of the previous pasuk that's going to aser this man to be with a woman that was violated by his father. Now that we know that he does darshan this idea of smuchin, when it comes to Deuteronomy, it comes to Devarim, and also by tzitzis as well. What are we doing? We say, you could either say it's because of muchach or because of mufna. Let's take a look, says the Gemara. I can say because we're forced to say it. It's like clear that's the case. If we just stand, that's one next to the other, then just write it by tzitzis, right over there in Parsha Shalach. That's my bar mitzvah, Parsha. Just write all the mitzvahs over there. Why did you decide to go and bring it over here as well? Why did you decide to write in Devarim? It must be, it's coming to teach you that you darshan the idea of smuchin. Like the, or if you buy same shum tumufta, you can say because it's extra, superfluous, extraneous, unnecessary.
How so, you ask?
Well, let's break it down. Break it down. Michti, let's see. Kosovu begid kilaim shadnis lo yale alecha. It already says in Vayikra. It says, you know, I'll have shadnis come upon you. Lo silbo shadnis lomeli. Why do I need a pasuk coming later on in Devarim to come and tell me this idea? Rashi says, "Silba shanis lamali shma min alefnuye lemidrash smuchin." Must be shma min alefnuye is coming. It's extra over here, and it's doing over. It's an extra superfluous, extraneous idea. Pasuk is coming to tell me that we can darshan from it, and we learn out this next at tzitzis, and it's coming to teach you that the mitzvah of tzitzis is going to override the issue of shatness, and we have an asay is coming to docha I lo sasay. Now, that only works if it's actually extra and not necessary. But says the Gemara, frek the Gemara, hani mitzich tzrichi. We actually need both of these shatnas psukim. Because rechamar lo yale alecha. We just would add the pasuk in Vayikra that says you can't have come upon you to say of shatnas. Havamina would have thought that kol derech hala asar achmana, any type of placing on you is going to be an iser of shatnas. Filu mochik sus, even people that sell clothing. Rashi says, filu mochik sus, they're going from town to town, they're going from door to door, and they're selling things, and then the reason why they're carrying them over their shoulder is not in order to wear them to get warmth, but rather the only reason why they're carrying them over their shoulder is to be able to carry them to go one place to the other. And you would think that maybe if it just wrote that pasuk, that's going to be usher as well. Therefore, lo silbash shanis, don't wear it. Coming to teach you what? Dumya de levisha de ispeyana. It's only this type of wearing which is going to be causing you some sort of pleasure or benefit. That's going to be the problem. That's going to be the issue. But if not, then if you're not doing it for that, then it's not an issue. That's why we had to write the pasuk of lo silbash shatnes. Because rechman lo silbash, so then just write lo silbash. If it would have just written lo silbash itself, which is in Devarim, then have a mean I would have thought, Dav God Levisha Denafish Haniyasa. Only wearing a garment which is going to give you benefit or not, that's going to be a problem. Aval halalo. But putting, you know, something as shatness on top of yourself, you put it like a blanket or something, which is not as beneficial than wearing it. You're just draping it over yourself. Then that wouldn't be a problem. You can't even place it upon you. In a chinami, it's also benefit, but it's not really a lot of benefit. It's a small, tiny little thing. Should be fine. The answer is no. That's a problem also from the pasuk in Vayikra. So now we see that these things are extra. And it's no longer extra. We need both of these pasukim. And if we need both of these pasukim, that extra, you can no longer darshan it. And if you can no longer darshan it, then we don't have the concept of teaching that says docha lo sasay from the concept of shatness, because each one of them are actually necessary in the realm of the discussion of it's extra. Right? It's not extra anymore. So it's going, no, not true. It is extra. Because M. Cain, if it's really true, that the Pasuk in Devarim is coming only to teach you, if it's coming to teach you that it's an issue if it's wearing it for Hana, but if it's just like, you know, selling it and walking through town with it, that's not going to be a problem, then M. Cain, the Lichter Rechmanu, Lo Silba Shatness, just say Lo Silba Shatness. Just stop right there. Samer upishtin lamali. Why do I need the words samer upishtin? Rashi says, "E lashminin dekilaim samer upishtim hu dekaaser lo tsarich." You don't need to say that. The mechti bekilaim ksiv beged. The tana de Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to continue that say right now. So let's see. Samer upishtin lamali. Why do I need that? If it's coming to teach you to tell you what shanis is, then we wouldn't need that, because michti kosav, it already says the pasuk in Vayikra, ubegid kilayim shanis lo yale lecha. And the garment that's a mixture of shatness should not come upon you. So the word garment there is mentioned with shatness. But tell you Rabbi Shmuel, hol v'ne'emar, since it's hol v'ne'emru, but Torah stam begadim, it writes the word begadim. Throughout the Torah, you'll find the word begadim that's mentioned on its own. Uprat l'cha kasev, echad mehem tsem u'pishtin, and the pasuk specified in one of these cases wool or linen. Then we learn out that just like in the situation, it's in that situation, it's talking about wool and linen. Af kol tsem u'pishtin, so too, all of the cases is talking about wool and linen as well. So once we know that all begadim generally are going to mean semu'l pishtim, that semu'l pishtim, the kasev rechamano lamali, why did the Torah have to go out of its way to write the words semu'l pishtim? I don't need that. Shema mina lafnu ye. Therefore, it must be, it's coming to teach you something extra. So you just tried to show me that I actually need both those psukim, nothing's extra over here. Now we come to show you the words semu'l pishtim are not necessary, and therefore that's extra. And that's what we're going to expound now this next to tzitzis. It's coming to tell you that the mitzvah of tzitzis is going to override the iser of shatnez. Period. The Zohar says, no, v'akati yitzrich, but we still need it. It's not extra. Therefore, there's no way of making this drasha. Says Rashi, preempting the continuation of its gemara, v'akati yitzrich, not preempting, but building it up, v'akati yitzrich l'michtav tzemer pishtin hacha, gavi levisha, v'af agav d'ksiv beged, why? Let's read it inside now. I would have thought, that it's only in reference to putting shatness on yourself that the iser is limited to a mixture of wool and linen. Okay, it's not really a big hana over there, and therefore we're going to say wool and linen, that's going to be the issue. Aval levisha, the nafish and yasa, when it comes to wearing it, actually putting it on, when you get a lot of hana for actually wearing it, then in such a case, kol shrei mini yasa rechmana, any two minim, any two different types of materials coming together, maybe that's where it's going to be aser as well. Why is that? Because where does it actually mention the constant wool and linen? Right, he says wool and linen only in reference to the idea of halah, like placing it upon oneself. But when it talks about the concept of shatness, pardon, both are shatness, but when it talks about levisha, actually wearing it, there it says, don't wear shatness, which would imply that it's more inclusive. It's going to be any two types of things that are coming together. Therefore, Kasav Rechman and Tzemer Pishtim has to write, no, even in that case, the only issue is going to be Tzemer, even levisha, where there's a lot of, no, it's only going to be a problem if it's Tzemer Pishtim that are put together. But if it's other materials, it's not going to be an issue. And therefore, we actually need it, so it's not extra. You can't darshan it anymore. And now we're back to Hadra Kushna L'Duchta, back to our question of well, it's not really a question, but we're back to the fact that we just uprooted that you can't, and we don't have the Asiyat Seva D'Chalos essay, because it's not extra to learn from. If that's true, that's why it's writing well linen, then Lishto Kramine. The Pasuk shouldn't have mentioned this at all. Don't say anything. V'teisei shatnes shatnes me'Allah. And then we could learn out through a Gezeirah Shavah, shatnes shatnes, from the pasuk from Ha'Allah, from placing it on oneself, that the only iser mixture is going to be wool and linen, right? The straight up reference to wool and linen is extra. It's totally, we don't need it at all, and therefore we can now use this idea of tzitzis to learn out aseis docha alos ase. You have the word shatnes is written by Vayikra. You have the word shatnes is written by Devarim. In Vayikra, it's like halah coming upon a person. And by Devarim, we're talking about levisha and wearing it. And therefore, we make a gezeirah shavah. And we know that just like the iser of halah is talking about a beged, which is wool linen. So if you're also wool linen, so you don't have to say it. The fact that you came along, you said it. Now it's extra. And now we learn out what we learn out. Bam. And that is, if you figure out what that means, that mitzvah, you have a the nasei is going to be dochalos, say don't wear, you don't do kilayim, shanis. But then it goes and tells us that gedilim tasalach, that you go and you mix wool and linen together, it must be that say is dochalos, say. By the way, on the map, we're in a much bigger picture. I don't know if anybody remembers where we are, but in the beginning of yesterday's Amud, right, where we're trying to figure out, without the gezeirah shavah, you wouldn't know that. Right, we started this whole thing on Gimel Amud Beis, that it says, because it says the word Aleha, and that's going to be why my wife's sister and other Arias are not going to be involved in Yibam. But if not, then I would have thought that Achos Isha Taka would do Yibam. And why is that? Because we know Naseh is docha alosaseh. But then we ask the question, but when do we say so is docha alosaseh? We say that's only in a case where there's no karis involved. But there's a case where there's karis involved, then we wouldn't say that. Therefore, we actually don't need the word alea to come along and teach us that I can't be with my wife's sister for yibam. That's just to get us back on the map. We're not up to bring it back yet, but just want to remember where we're up to. Now we're just asking the whole premise over here, saying that you need the words samer upishtim, and those extra words are coming to teach you that say of tzitzis is dochel losa say of shanis. It says Gemara of a ton of the Rabbi Shmuel. Time the kazach one of samer upishtim. The only reason why the assay is going to be dochel losa say of tzitzis is because of samer upishtim. He didn't have that. It wouldn't be the case. Halama achi kilayim tzitzis havaminu dasrachmana. If not for that, I would have thought that it would be. Actually, aser says Rashi. Vatanu de Rabbi Shmuel de alfinan alibei. That kilayim betzitzis mi the iser tzemu pishim. The fact that it's extra those words lis lemis mechay legadil and taselach time of the kuzrachmana kol begadim tzemu pishim him v'hai begadim betzitzis mashma bein shel tzemu bein shel pishim amar rachmana avid tcher. Okay, I think I jumped the gun a little. No, I'm not. I think it's the middle of a. Okay, let's get back in the Gemara, then we'll see the Shrash after. My love, Achi, that if not for that thing, then I would have thought. It would have been Aser? Really? But it says back to my bar mitzvah parasha and Shalach, at the end of Shalach, the asulahem tzitzit al kanfe bigdehem. It says they shall make for them tzitzis on the corner of their garments, which is pretty straightforward. V'tani Rabbi Shmuel. And Talmud Rabbi Shmuel said it was taught Kol Begadim Tzemer Upishtim Heim. Right, he's the one who said that when it says Aloshin Beged Stam, that it's talking about Tzemer Upishtim. Oh, fascinating. V'am Rachmana, and it says V'Aved Le Tcheles. Right, and it says about that you should make Tcheles and Utcheles Imrahu, and we know that Tcheles is wool. Now let's do the Rashi again. V'hai begideihem that sitsis mashma bein shel tzemer bein shel pishtim. Right, it could be either wool or linen. V'ad rachmana of a tcheles nami lepishtim. That you should do tcheles even for pishtim, even for tcheles even for pishtim. The point is you can put tcheles on either wool or linen, and we know that this is made out of. Linen, Ovid late the Amr Achmana, I'm sorry, Utchilis is actually Imra. How do we know that we're going to see? We might Utchilis Imrahu, how do we know Utchilis is made out of Shem Ya'azor? It's wool. Aha. Beautiful. It works better for me than the Rashi. Pardon, got a little confused there with translations of Imra and etc. That's what Rashi says, that it says, V'amar achmana of etcheles nami lepishtim. Etcheles should be also for pishtim. And pishtim is linen. And we know that etcheles is Imra, which is wool. And then it still says to go and do this. So clearly, the essay is dochalosa. I don't need the extra words to pishtim to teach me that. Now, mimai etcheles imrahu, how do I know? That's the case, that tcheles is actually made out of imra, midashesh kitna. Because since shesh, which is one of the things that the kohanim used to wear, the big day kohanim were made out of, is linen, tcheles is wool. So why do we even need the concept of the smichos, the parshios, to go and teach us the concept of say it's going to be docha losa say by tzitzis if it's something which is very clear from just the laws of tzitzis itself? Now, how do we know what we just said over here, this concept of imra, because sheish is kitna, therefore tcheles is imra. The clothing of the Kohen Rashi points out that the clothing were made out of fabric, which had to be wool and linen. We learn that from Patsuk in Yechezkel, was saying that when the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh HaKodesh in Yom Kippur, they used to wear garments of linen and not wool. What's the mashmos of that? That throughout the year, the Kohanim wore linen and wool and nothing else. The Torah says that the clothing, it says, Tcheles for Argamon Tola Shani V'Sheish, all these clothing, the and Sheish is known as linen, because you have a pasuk that says somewhere else, also in Shemos, Michnesei Abad Sheish Mashzar. The bad was the type of material And bad is connected to levad, which means alone. And it's talking about a type of plant, which is a linen plant, which is flax. Linen comes from a plant called flax, which goes from the ground by itself, individual stalks. And from that which linen, that's where linen comes from. So sheish, the type of bad, must be its linen. And since the Torah is identifying one of the four types of fibers in the clothing as linen, we learn that the other three, including tcheles, have to be wool. Therefore, when the Torah tells us you got to put blue the thread of tcheles, then therefore it's talking about blue wool, and the other one's made, and wool is put on either wool or linen, therefore you already have it. So why do I need this? Why do I need something else to teach me? I've already known from that. I don't need the smicha. No, we actually need it. You know why? Because without it, then Sakatata Khamina Kida Rava. I would have thought the Rava, according to Rav, like Rava. What is Rava, you ask? Comes on Rashi and he says, Elo Kasavachman Samuel Pishtim, they hadn't written it, then Hava Darshina, and I would have made a drasha ha kinaf min kinaf. The when it says the pasuk, it says the word hakinaf, the corner. What it said, it means from the corner, a type of the corner. Kirava lememar de lebeged pishtim. When you're dealing with a linen garment, then asa pishtin letsemer asa tsemer. So when you're doing with a linen one, you should make your tzitzis out of linen. And when you're doing a wool one, then you make it out of wool. Vitzave tcheles, and then just color it chelas. Aval kilayim lo, but not kilayim. Kamash balon, drasha dismuchan. Therefore comes on the drasha dismuchan. Da'afilu kilayim. Even if it's kilayim, you do it. V'hachi avi maskana demel sets at the end. Ela de kamafar. So azel mesed Rava. Now it's going to come and explain the whole stickle over here. I would have thought like Rava, the Rava Rami. We have a bit of a problem. There's a contradiction to Pesukim. Ksev, it says the word hakenaf. When it's talking about Daber Bnei Yisrael, when I tell them, "Esulem tzitzis al kanfebik dehem l'zusam l'zusam al tzitzis hakanaf b'sil tcheles." So hakanaf, you would have thought meant min kanaf. Rashi says, "Ksiv hakanaf asa tzitzis mi mina kanaf." Make the tzitzis like the material of the corner. V'im talishol meshi. If it's made out of silk, then I think then I say tzitzis shol meshi. V'uksiv tzemer upishtim gedilim tatzelecha. Damashma I say tzitzis mi tzemer upishtim. Then it comes to teach you. No, you do it out of tzemer upishtim. So I would have thought min kanaf. Uksiv tzemer upishtim. Then we have another. So now, okay, we're in the middle. Rashi kind of like ended the game there, but let's just read it again. The Rav Rami uksiv hakanaf min kanaf. Uksiv tzemer upishtim. And then also it says wool and linen, showing that it should be made to use tzitzis of all different types. Ha ketzad. How do you go and put these two things together? Tzemer upishtim potrin bein b'minim bein shelo b'minim. That if you have threads of wool or linen, then you're gonna be good, whether it's the same as the garment or it's not the same as the garment. Right? It doesn't matter. So you have wool tzitzis. Wool tzitzis. If you have the tzitzis themselves, the strings are made out of wool, then your yotzei yechov, whether the garment is made out of wool or it's made out of the silk. And let's say you have linen tzitzis, then it's going to be good if you put it on a linen garment or on a silk garment. Sharminim, but if it's other types, and b'minim potrin, it's only going to be potter if it's their type. Shlominim potrin, but if it's not their type, then it's not going to potter it. Therefore, the Torah had to write the idea of tzemer upishtin. If it didn't write tzemer upishtin, then maybe you would have learned out from this whole shtickle over here that tzitzis hakanaf, that of the corner, let's say that of a linen garment, needs tzitzis of only linen, which is its same type. And then what are you going to do with tcheles? Then you may have come out that it applies to a wool garment, which is the same type, but not to a linen garment, and therefore you wouldn't put tcheles on a linen garment. Therefore, it's necessary for the Torah to say wool and linen, and to put the smicha of them one next to the other, the tzitzis and shatnas, to teach you that tzitzis is going to override shatnas. Bam! What are you talking about? He doesn't hold of Rava. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the darsh hakanaf min kanaf. He doesn't darsh in hell shtickle. The ha, latana de Rabbi Yishmol, talis shel shar minim. Get ready for this. If you have a talis that's not made out of wool or linen, ainu chayev tzitzis, ainu chayev tzitzis. The ha beged ksiv, because it says the word beged, latana de Rabbi Yishmol, kamar, that kol beged, samer upishtim. Anytime it says we're beged, it's talking about semu pishtim, and therefore this isn't even a discussion. You would never come to make this mistake. So therefore you don't actually need to teach me this idea of semu pishtim at all, and we can learn it out from the psukim. So why do you need the Torah to go out of my way to write these words to teach me that and go out of its way to teach that tzitzis can be made out of shanis? Says Gemara, no, itzrich. You still need it. Rashi says itzrich semu pishtim. Afagav de lo darish tana de Rabbi Shmuel min kenaf l'shar minim. Even though he's in hold like that whole Rashi here, because why? What's it? Even though he holds it only something made of wool or linen can be used at tzitzis, still sakatat techamina. I could come to think the following idea: ki diyuka de Rava. We should expound the pasuk of tzitzis, hakenaf. With Rava's, the way that he has a diuk, that hakanaf min kanaf. And we'll say that hakanaf means that the tzitzis has to be the same type as the corner. V'halchi kamar achmana, this is what's coming to teach me. Avid lay tzemer litzemer, that makes tzitzis, that's the strings themselves, of wool, for a garment of wool. Upishtim lepishtim, and linen of linen. V'chi avid is the tzemer litzemer tzave, and when you go ahead and you make the threads of wool, for a wool, make a tzave, you dye one of them, make it blue, make it tchelis. Avot tzemer lepishtim, upishtim litzemer lo. But threads of wool that are going to be for garments of linen, or threads of linen for garments of wool, are not okay, and tchelis is not, you don't have to put them on it at all. Therefore, Kosher Chaman Tzemer Pishtim, it says, the puts Tzemer Pishtim, and it makes a smicha of tzitzis to Shanis, to show you that the assay of tzitzis is going to be Docha the Losses of Shanis. That filu Tzemer Lepishtim, Pishtim Tzemer, that it's mutter even if it's wool for linen and linen for wool, and you have to put Tchelis even on that type of garment. Rashi says, Sakat Tachamin al Gabi Talish of Tzemer Pishtim, Darish ki diyuka derava, the Darish tzitzis min kanaf. He's going to dash it just like min kanaf. And that's what the Torah is coming to teach you, that you wouldn't do it in certain places. Kamash Malan, Drasha de Smuchen le Mishri Kilaim. It's as Drasha Smuchen is coming to allow the Kilaim when it comes to Tzitzis. So where we stand, we learn out this concept of Asay is Docha Alosa Asay when it comes to the idea of Smicha in the Devarim. And therefore, we would think that I am allowed to do Yibum on my wife's sister, and therefore the word Allah is coming to teach you that you don't do such a thing. This is an exception to the rule of Asay is Docha Losa Asay. But again, we're not back to that yet. We're going to have to come back to that soon enough. My friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.